In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, if you remember last Sunday's procession and all the festivities, we then celebrated the solemnity of the Holy Rosary. But today we have the actual feast day of the impressive and great prayer, as well as Our Lady of the Rosary. And a Holy Rosary should be really our safe guidebook to live a good life according to rules of the Church and according to intercession of Blessed Mary. But the recitation of Holy Rosary should also teach us not to be afraid of any enemy. I'll tell you today about one great apostle of the Rosary, that is St. Francis Xavier. He was one of the first Jesuits and a great missionary worker in the East. And for St. Francis Xavier, the thought of Mary and her following was always on his mind. Whenever he asked God for anything, it was done through the intercession of Mary. St. Francis Xavier always exhorted the faithful to have recourse to Mary and concluded all his sermons with the Hail Holy Queen. St. Francis never started anything without having asked Our Lady's protection and in the countless dangers to which he was frequently going. He always had recourse to Our Lady's protection. He wore the Our Lady's rosary around his neck and said that daily, and he used this to perform some of his great miracles by which many unbelievers were converted. Once it happened that a merchant was about to embark towards his next destination, and this merchant asked St. Francis for a token of his friendship. So the saint gave him his rosary with these words: "The rosary will be a source of blessing for you if you have confidence in Mary." The ship in which the merchant embarked had hardly left the port when it was driven on the rocks by furious and great storm, and it was shattered to pieces. But the merchant had, like St. Francis had, full confidence in the Blessed Virgin. He begged her help as he held up his rosary, and he was miraculously brought safely back to the shore. As rosary is not only a great defense and rescuer from our enemies, but it's also something for you to conquer your own difficulties and obstacles in your life. I'll tell you also about today's saint who is commemorated in the Mass, who is Saint Mark, who was Pope in the 4th century. He served the Roman Church with such fervor and zeal that he was always very much advancing in humility and knowledge of himself, his own good points and his weaknesses. Saint Mark, when he was serving the Roman Church, wanted every day to surpass himself on the fervor of his charity and zeal, and in the exercise of all his virtues. The persecution in the Roman Empire had ceased for a little while, but it was then raised up again. But St. Mark, in whether it was time for persecution or peace, he gave up nothing in his watchfulness and his zeal, but when it was the time of peace, he sought rather to double his zeal and his prayers during the peace times. He knew full well that if men sometimes cease openly to persecute the faithful, it is the devil who never allows Christians any truce or peace, and devil's snares are generally most to be feared when the things go well. He was the Pope about 10 months in the year 336 and held the papacy for 10 months, dying on this date of 336. The children have both the lives of Saint Mark and the incident which happened to the merchant should teach us that we can never stay in, we can never stay put or be satisfied what is our current state in this following of Jesus. We must always cultivate our virtues and try and strive to do better and better each week, each day, each month, and each year for the rest of your life. In your life, you shouldn't be afraid of any other enemy than yourself. Never give in to laziness or rebellion or despair, but always in your practices of religion maintain the high and great zeal and the trustful to God's protection. Rosary is truly the masterful practice of self-discipline, and like Saint Mark, we should our whole lives try to do better and better as we grow older. We, in our times and in our setbacks, we can think about the joyful mysteries and how they bring joy to us in our own sorrows. When we meditate the sorrowful mysteries, we should have confidence that Christ himself suffered much more than we can ever suffer. And when we meditate the glorious mysteries, we should think that our own obstacles in life, they will not be vain, but one day we will also get a glorious reward in heaven. On this feast of the Holy Rosary, make a pledge and make a promise that you would always, for the rest, every day for the rest of your life, dedicate a little bit time of saying this great prayer of Our Lady. When you confide yourself to Our Lady's protection, she will not only protect you from all dangers of life, but she will give you that great zeal, always striving to be more and more like her divine Son, Jesus Christ. After all, if we try and strive to do and be like Jesus in our lives, we have that great confidence that that masterful and loving teacher and protector of ours will one day raise us up and grant us to the heavenly kingdom of His. There we will see Our Lady, there will we see all those great saints who went before us, and there is our end, and our journey has ended, that we have become new saint, and we have truly now seen our Lord and Master and Creator, our dear and beloved Jesus Christ. May God bless you, children.